Hi, my name is Milja Noić, and you're listening to Stay In Tuned. Hi guys, welcome to the new episode of podcast Stay In Tuned. My name is Miljan. Now, today we have a very special episode. We have our first guest on the show. Today's guest, she's a 5-time world champion in Latin American dancing, Kristina Mushinskaya. Welcome to the show. Now, you can tell us a little bit about yourself for those who might not know you yet.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kristina Mushinskaya, and I'm 5-time world champion in Latin American dancing. Yeah, probably people who are not connecting with the Latin American dancing doesn't know me, but in the Latin American dancing world, I'm quite famous, and maybe even in the ballroom. So as Cuban people say, it's international style. So I always add this because sometimes when people watch my videos in Facebook, they say, but it's not really samba. Yeah, it's not a real samba, it's international style than samba. So yeah, I am living now in Germany. Actually, I'm coming from Ukraine. I danced in many different countries. And I love the traveling and I love culture of different countries. So I'm very flexible and I'm adapting everywhere I'm living. So yeah, thanks to the dancing, I can visit a lot of countries and meet a lot of people around the world.
Yeah, traveling, that's a great part of it. And also to meet others, see how they live, how they move, how they dance. I think it's a great way to expand and enrich your own dancing and your own life.
True.
Okay, so for today, we already discussed with Kristina a little bit what we're going to speak about today. So the subject that we're going to dive in a little bit more in depth is that connection with the partner, with the audience, and to stay connected within yourself. I think this is a really useful thing, not just for Latin or ballroom dancers, but for anybody that is performing, because I think that things, you know, happens to everybody, not even the dancers, just in general. When we have that performance and connect with other people, how to stay also connected within ourselves, and if there is a partner, a dance partner, a mover, or just somebody that is performing with us, how to stay also connected with them. So, Kristina, you can share with us a little bit more. What is your experience and what did you learn through your very rich career so far?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I need to say that I start very early to dance. I was 3 years old and I had for sure a lot of experience during my dancing career, and I was also lucky because from the beginning on I had very good teachers which give me a lot of understanding about what is the real dancing about. And I'm very grateful that I had this opportunity to meet with these people and these teachers which could give me this love and teach me the details about movement and about dancing itself. So I have to say that Latin American dancing is quite difficult while we are dancing with some other person, not just with yourself. This is the difficult part, I guess. Also the standard dancing, because it's a lot depends also from the other person you are dancing with. But for me, very important that the dancer starts from himself. It's like in the normal life, you know, if you want to please somebody and you live for somebody, it will not bring you happiness. It's first of all starts from yourself. So if you are happy, if you take care of yourself, the other people want to be around you. So I believe in the dancing is the same. If I want to create something in the couple, it starts first of all from me. Who I am, who I want to be, what I want to show on the dance floor, what is important for me. So, of course, it's a big growth and a big challenge for yourself to find who you are. Because from the beginning on, for sure, and it's normal that the children are copying their teachers or, I don't know, some idols, which is totally fine. And I did it as well. And probably till today, sometimes unconsciously watching some videos like I love very much Beyonce or other kind of actors or artists, when I watch them, I'm not really wish to copy them, but automatically I watch what I like, and probably it stays in my head somewhere. And in the future, probably when I will gonna practice or I will create something new, some new steps, choreography, it will come out. So I will automatically show that what stays in my mind, what I saw before. So yeah, I believe
there is a certain influence.
Exactly. That's for sure. And I think it's nice. Till today, I'm doing that and I'm very open to that. And I have to say that even some dancers, which probably a little bit, lower achievement, let's say, than me, like result wise, I will still watch this kind of people to see some positive things and to get some inspiration from them. I believe that any dancer can teach you, because always watching from outside is something else than just doing it and feeling it, which is also very important. Yeah, because people say sometimes you can feel bad, but it looks very good. For me, very important that I feel good and it looks good. So I have to say that I watch always when I practice myself, I watch myself a lot in the mirror. But I also love to watch myself recorded, filmed, yeah, from the side, because it's totally different thing. I mean, the energy that you can see live, you cannot see on the record. And this is probably the only one thing which I'm sorry that I will never see myself live. Yeah. You know what I mean? That I can see everybody live and get these emotions and experience and everything what this person want to speak to me, but I would never feel it from myself. I just feel inside, but I cannot see it. You know what I mean? Probably one day it will develop so good technology that we can see us from the outside. I don't know.
I think, but on the other hand, we are the only one that can feel it. You know, nobody
true.
Else cannot be inside of us and feel it so fully as we can. Yeah. So it's that, opposition.
That's true. And, you know, I think it's so much about now competing and getting a result and traveling around the world and getting as much more competition as possible. And sometimes people forget, as you say, to feel what they are doing, because we have another extra stress. And I have to say that this was my goal for 4 years, probably last 4 years. I was searching for this feeling, to get feeling after competition, to enjoy myself dancing on the competition, not just having stress or being aware just which kind of place I can get or what the people will gonna say, or another external thoughts which I had, which was not helping to my dancing, but probably just disturbing that. And I have to say that when I got that feeling of getting calm, of realizing that I need to get something more from the dance, not just the result and title, which is also important. I mean, if we are going on the competition and we have number on our back, I mean, our partner has number, it means we want to win. And this is the, for sure, driving force. And we want to be first. And this normal, especially for me, like I never get stopped from something. I need always to develop, to go forward. If I achieve something, I need more. I achieve that, I need more. So I always have certain target in front of me, but it's very important not to get busy with that and forget about, as you said, that feeling the moment, feeling yourself, to get some emotions after the competition.
I think it's not just on the competition, but with any type of event or anything that we, let's say we have a certain goal or certain target, like you said, it's all good. It's nothing wrong with that. What I found that helped me is to realize with what I am achieving that. So it's about dancing, you know, or it's about that performance. It's not the result, that it's also the thing that I do. I'm not doing the result. I'm doing my dancing. And as a result of my dancing, the result can come.
Right.
It can or cannot, but it's through dancing that it can happen.
Right.
So what I can do about it, it's to really get into the dance, not into the result. Yeah. And then it's much easier.
Right. And yeah, I agree very much with that. But for sure, the competitor dancer will always say, but it's very hard. Yes. And nobody says that it's very easy. It's very hard. I remember we had like a black line in our dancing career and we lost our German national championship. And then next day we needed to dance Grand Slam in another country. And I remember I was so tired and I had really no wish to dance competition, but I knew that this is the program and we need to deal with that. And I remember I danced competition and I watched the public and I realized that they are not watching to me, you know, like, and I was like, huh, why do I do that? Because like, I have no answer from the public. So for what I'm doing that? And then, you know, physically, I was so tired because I had day before national championship. I had 5 rounds and I was like exhausted. I was so tired. And this feeling of being exhausted physically and being demotivated, let's say a little bit mentally, it didn't help me. And luckily we stopped competition. We say we don't dance forward because it's not a good decision to do because the dancing was not good. You know, we were not thinking about which kind of result will be there, but we couldn't enjoy. And you could feel from the public, and this is the best judges, I think. The public is the best judges. So if you see that the public reacts and go with you, it gives you so much power. But if you realize there is nothing going back to you, you lose it, you know. And we stopped the competition, and afterwards we watched the videos, and actually it was quite good. But I remember the feeling was like empty. You know, and this is what I don't wish to myself. It happened probably only one time in my career, but this was the worst experience, you know, and I had so much more when I had so much positive emotions and even not getting probably first place in that competition. But I got so much positive energy and this is what I dance for.
Yeah,
like,
that
really.
Experience, I think it is. You cannot compare with any title or any trophy. That experience, you know, feeling so full, it just, and sometimes it connects everything, you know, also the title and the placement and the experience, and that's it, you know, that's
yeah, you know, it's difficult to judge because I had titles. So I cannot say title is not important because I had it, you know. So it's like very sensitive subject. So I would say, yeah, now having titles, I realize that is also very important to have something more. Yeah, to get really artistic in the way, not just getting sportive. Yeah, and thinking about result. But because I had it, I don't know how I would think if I would not get my title, you know. So probably I would still think, no, I need to fight till the end, and then I can enjoy, you know.
Yeah, I think this subject is quite tricky for a lot of competitive dancers, especially to realize that it's that experience is already there, you know, that it is available. Yes, you are maybe. One of your goals, it is to get a title or to get a certain placement or a certain achievement, which is all great, you know. And I think especially now in this era of the lockdowns and, you know, no competitions, it shows what is the driving force for a lot of dancers.
Yeah, I hope that the dancers will really find the motivation inside of them and really search for this kind of details, like why do we dance, for why we dance couple dancing, why do we dance together? Or I mean, somebody who doesn't have now the partner and they are still searching, it's not the reason to stop, because the movement, the dance itself is not just about the couple, which is for sure important, but it's about the our movement and the feeling towards it. And I think it's without competition, I hope that not many people will gonna stop, but we can see it in the moment when we come back on the dance floor. Yeah, and I have to say from my side, I actually was not demotivated even for one minute. I was always motivated since come lockdown in March. I was always like excited about practicing, and I have to say I have even less stress because I don't have target this routine or these steps need to be perfect till next weekend. I have a long-term plan and I want to get best version of myself in the long term. So doesn't matter when my next competition will gonna take part, but my body need to be building up in the higher way, in the best way, more forward, you know what I mean? And I love that because I can actually practice two times per day, having break, I have no traveling, so I have really less stress. And I have the feeling that no stress, this is the best opportunity for the dancer to create. And if you have stress, it stops you. And then you have these blocks in your head and you have, it's difficult to create when you have some fears probably, or you have, this demotivation feeling. I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, I think because of that state that people can find themselves in, it doesn't allow you, you know. You don't allow yourself to function in that way. That's why I think that demotivation comes as well. It's like the energy wouldn't allow you to function like this because it's not really productive and it's not meant to be like that. It should be through joy, right? And through this love. Then you have all the energy. Right. You know.
For sure. And I think we need always to remember, you know, why did we start? When I came to the dancing sport, my mom brought me, I was 3 years old. So I cannot say the reason was, to be world champion. You know, I was too small to think about that. I did it because I really liked that. And I remember, like, in that time in Ukraine, we had a lot of group lessons, you know, also because, like, my parents didn't really have so much money to support. So it was developing in Ukraine through the group classes. And I remember we had just one group class, all people together. So it was like the best dancer with the beginners, everybody together. And I think this was a great, great opportunity for me to see why do I like the dancing? Because I was watching other good dancers and I was like, wow, one day I want to be like them, you know? And one day I remember also in Ukraine was World Championship 10 dance and was Zaitsev dancing and with Kuzminska. And I remember I was watching them and I say, wow, one day I want to be like her. She's so good, you know. And then come 2012 and I am beating them in the World Championship. So from one side, I was feeling like, oh my God, how can happen something like this? I beat my idol, which was my idol actually when I was small, you know. And from the other side, of course, I'm proud of myself because I really worked hard and I gave all my soul for this sport, for this art. And I hoped in that moment and I believe till today that I deserve that, you know. So I think this is the thing which we all need to think, that the moment, we love the music, we love the moment. And I always remember that people in Cuba, because this was something undescribable for me. I was like two times there, yes. And I remember we go at 10 o'clock or something like that after the party finish, because there it's, I think, or at 12 o'clock or something, everything closed, finish, everybody go to sleep. But still you walk back to the hotel and you see on the streets
after
people
parties.
Are playing the music and dancing after parties, and it's amazing. And you think like, my God, these guys in their supermarkets, they have sneakers which cost 10 euro and they have no opportunity to buy it, but they are still happy. So you realize that the happiness is not just money and the richness, but it's about the dance, it's about movement, it's about being happy through the movement. And I remember also coming in these parties inside, and how is in Europe, you know, who drinks the most expensive champagne, that one is the best one, you know. But in Cuba is different. The best dancer is the best one, you know, is the richest one, let's say. So, and the others having not even feeling of jealousy. This is what I love so much. There is no jealousy. When it's a good dancing, it's about appreciation. It's about learning from that good dancer. And I think also European people, we have to learn not to get jealous from somebody's success or somebody's good dancing, but to really learn from that person and to get excited and get get motivated from that.
Yeah, I think it comes also, you know, with valuing ourselves through our achievement. As long as we function like this, there is jealousy, you know, because you are afraid for your own value, how you value yourself. Once you have no problem with that, once you realize you are absolutely perfect as a, you know, as a human being, then you're completely fine and you're inspired by others. Whatever they are doing, you get the inspiration, you see the beauty of it. You don't get jealous, you know, because there is no competition really going on. And this is, I think, another thing which is very funny to them. When you mention you're competing in dancing, right? It is like, oh, how can you compete in dancing? It's something so unique. This was for them. It was completely
exactly.
New.
Exactly. And also we had like experience there as well. When Cuban guys and Latin American dancers, we were having like competition, let's say. But already for them was like competition. What does it mean? What do I have to do? And the question was, they needed like to dance to our music. Like we put cha-cha-cha music and samba music and rumba music, I think was three dances. And they dance their way and we dance our international way, yeah, international style way. And the funny thing was we were like, you know, we were like pumping that energy. We wanted to prove, to show. And for them, they just was like going in the angle and just enjoying, you know. That was funny to see how like they have no feeling of the competition, you know. And for sure, in our dance style, there is certain competition. Like if even I take this, we had this urban games, you know, and there was break dancers dancing and still there is a lot of competition between them. Mm-hmm. And you feel that and it gives me adrenaline. It gives me a lot of nice feeling as well. I love the competition feeling. But what I also like about break dancers, when they watch to the others, they watch in the way to learn what your movement is about, you know. They study what you do. When we have competition, I think there is more jealousy. You watch and you say, ah, look at him, how bad he is, or other way around, oh, he's better than me, you know. We have this kind of thought, and I have the feeling that in that break style, they didn't really have the jealousy. They had feeling of learning or getting something from that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's also,
but
the
I think
system,
within,
know?
Yeah, within the style, there is always that competition going on. At least so far, you know, whether it's hip hop, jazz, ballet, breakdance, Latin, ballroom, doesn't matter. Like within one dance style, I think there is a lot of this competitiveness going on. But once you look to like into the other style, because you cannot really compare, you know, it's different. And I think that judgment and that comparison disappears for a while. And then you just observe and learn. And this is immediately, it becomes more joyful. You know, you watch with interest, with that appreciation, with that sparkle, you know. And it's...
I love that
I
feeling.
Think if we would... Yeah, it's amazing.
I think it would be nice if we also would somehow maybe through... new generation, young generation, create this feeling of appreciation to the other dancers. I think that because I actually danced so long already, yes, and I had the possibility to dance with the when was Pillo, Di Filippo, yes, and was Zoran and was Silde, and I was dancing like, I think, semi-final and they were dancing final and I was still 16 years old. It was, I think, in Russia, for example, yeah. And we were watching them like gods, you know, like I am the semi-finalist, they're finalists, but we still had such a big respect to these people. And today I have the feeling it disappears a little bit. And I would really love that it come back. Like even if today I watch my teachers, yeah, and how they speak about their competitors, they speak really with the beautiful words, and they always see the positive and good things about the dancers. And I love that. And I would, maybe who is listening now, and they will think about that and rethink, and maybe also change a little bit the mind in, yeah, in order that we dancers, we are like one race, you know, and we are community, we are a family, and it's nice to learn from each other, appreciate each other, and to give love to each other.
Yeah, I think it comes with recognizing that dancing doesn't give you the value as a human being. You know, that you understand that everybody is equal as a human being, and dancing is something that goes through us or happens to us, or we do it, or however you want to see it, but that it's got nothing to do with the actual value as a human being, you know, as your soul or something. This way you can see other people as equal to you, and you don't see yourself above or below, because there is no such thing. And also that's why you don't feel afraid. So this way you are able to either learn, you know, perceive, comment, I don't know, discover, learn, get inspired, appreciate as well, because there is space for that, you know, love, appreciation, excitement, acknowledgement of something, quality of, or some, you know, beauty. But yeah, first you need to understand that it's got nothing to do with your value as a human. Then it's really easy. Yeah. Now, if we look at the connection with your partner, now since you changed a few partners, what is your experience? How would you describe, or what would you maybe suggest, or I don't know, what did you discover? How you can connect with your partner, what is going on with that connection, and how you can communicate whatever is going on between your partner and you with the audience. Like for me, just from my own experience, I see it in two levels. One is what is going on within me and how I communicate this happening with the audience, then how I communicate with my partner, and the third one is how we as one unit communicate with the audience. So what would you say, what is your experience, or what would be your maybe suggestion to other dancers?
I like how you say your few partners. Actually, I have to be honest, I had so many partners, and yeah, just when I started to decide for myself already, when I got 18, then I had less partner, because I realized that it's not about changing the partner, but it's about developing something together. But when I was small, I really changed a lot of partners, and yeah, let's start from that. To find the best partner, I think you have to have for sure same targets and same wish. Yeah, if there is one who wants to go to party all the night and the other one wants to practice 5 hours per day, probably it will not gonna function. So for sure, before you start to dance, you have to speak open about your wishes and your targets. Maybe one partner will say, look, I really want to dance for myself, I don't care about results. And one would say, look, I want to be a world champion. You know, so this will be already a big problem if there are different targets and goals. Yeah, so I have to say that when I was small, probably the targets with my partners were different, because when I started to dance with my partners, normally I felt like, wow, motivated, new choreographies, new feeling, new style. And then I realized that there was no drive, no fire anymore inside of them. So I just got bored. So I needed a new one. And like this was going like every year long. And then I started to dance with Anton Karpov, and I danced with him 4 years long, I think, or 3.5, something like this. And this was the first partner with whom I really wished to dance. Like, I dreamed to dance with him. And when he called me, and I remember I was rushing to practice, to go to practice, and I was already going out from house, and my mom say, Anton is calling. I was like, say to him, I am on the training. My mom said, no, it's not from the school. It's from the dancing. And I was like doing eyes like this big. And I was like, oh, really? Give me the phone. And I was like, hello. And he, yeah, I would like to maybe make tryout with you. And I was like, what? And then I went to practice. I had so much motivation, you know, because I was like excited about this news. And yeah, this was like really nice feeling to dance with somebody who you truly wanted to dance. And yeah, I find a good harmony with Anton. And to till today, when I watch my videos with him, I had certain style. Like, I cannot say it was bad or it was better. It was different. I was like, I don't know, you know, for me, it was like Russian ballet. It was so clean and it was lines. I was like so fragile. I don't know. It was different. And I love to see myself that I could be different, you know. And this was the moment when I adapt myself to the partner. And I cannot say you cannot recognize Christina. I still had my movements and my emotional parts, which characterize this is Christina, but still I was so much adapting to Anton's style. And then came Nino, yes, and first I would think like it's totally different style than me. And then I decided to dance with him, and actually then probably this was, as people say, one of the best partnership, you know, like me and Nino, everybody remember this couple. And as well, what I can say about Nino is very fast dancer, sleek, stationary, rotation, you know, this is the how he is. So I could say if I watch my dancing, I got fast, stationary, sleek, and this is because of him, you know. But it's not that I cannot do something else. And this is what I love about the dancers, when they can be everything. It's for sure about taste, and you can choose for whom you want to be and what you want to produce. But it's about trying many things. And lucky me that probably I had so many partners with whom I could learn different things. I could decide for myself what I like and what is really me. And yeah, I think this is the women part of being adapting to the men. So I really don't know so many cases that men move, for example, somewhere. It always women change the club. It's always women moving to the man, because probably the man generally gives us women power and sureness. So if we move men to another place, another country, they will probably will not be so sure as they are in their place, you know. So, and because we women, we search from the men this power, we move to them because we want to feel protected. So this is what I like to feel also in the dancing. I love to feel from the boy, from the man, from the partner, that sureness. So when I feel that not cage, I would not say cage. Yeah, from one side is cage because it's closed and protected, you know. But from the other side, I feel free inside of this cage. So this is what I need from the man, that I feel sureness from him, and I can be whatever I want to be inside of this box, you know. And yeah, I think that when this harmony created between two people, it's so easy to communicate by just watching. Like with Marius now, dancing already, 5 years. When I watch him on the dance floor, I know exactly what he will do. And I can react towards this. And the same with him. If I feel the music and he feels, now she will gonna stay one bar longer because she feels that beat, she feels that music, he will gonna support this, and I love this because I don't like to feel fear that my partner will not gonna react to this what I feel, or the other way around. I want to be involved in what he feels, and when it passes together, it's just like explosion of the emotions. And I had one time, not one time, probably a few times, but the most rememberable moment is that we had the world championship in Ostrava, and we danced 24, I think, and it was rumba, and we danced, and I feel that everything is passing. Like, I had no issues in leading, I have no issues with balance, I have no issues with feeling the music, feeling Marius, reacting to him, he's reacting to me. So it's such a big harmony created in that moment, and that 1.5-2 minutes, that I had goosebumps. And those goosebumps, one of my teachers say, goosebumps which you received should be not from the because the hall was cold or the wind was blowing, but because, you know, when you get cold and you had goosebumps, yeah, yeah. It's not because of this. It's because real emotions you got inside of your body. And I had that. And I was watching the dance was finished, and I was watching to the public, and I was like watching to them in their eyes, and they were watching in my eyes. And that contact as well, I was like, what is happening? What is going on? And I start to cry. I was like, done. I was crying, like really crying, not just a little bit, the tears was coming up. I was like really strong crying. And then we come out from the floor, and Marius was like, Christina, did you hurt yourself? What happened? I say, no. I just enjoyed so much dancing with you, with public, with myself, those music, this whole, it's like everything passed together in one moment. And I was just like, I say, I don't need to continue. He say, how? This is the world championship. It's just 24. Come on. I say, I don't need. I got enough from this competition. I don't need more. And then like two minutes pass, and I say, okay, it's fine. let's try to get, let's dance, and let's try to get the same feeling one more time. And this is what I'm searching every day. It can probably less happen the practice, because I'm also a performer, and I love public. And for me, it's also very important public. And I love practice. I love the whole. I love also to practice with no people around me. I love just to stay with me, myself, and I, you know, and also Marius together. And I love that. Just movement, to feel that slowly, no rush. I love that. But competition is also something else. The public, which can react to your action or to your emotion, you cannot get from nowhere this.
Yeah, I know also from just there were a few of those moments, fewer on competitions, and some were just as I don't know, like in the theater or something, where it's also a little bit different because you're not competing with other couples around you. So it's like, you know, the whole team has the same goal, or how to say, the same purpose, to just to get the message across, you know, to the audience. And once you connect with that, there is that magic happens where you connect with other people. And it's not just that they understand what you are saying, but something just moves them, and that same thing moves you as well. It's just like you would be witnessing something that is going on. It's not even you that it's doing it. It's just, it is much bigger than just you. That's how I experience it. It's much bigger, and you're just enjoying that, you know, like taking a ride, really. And right. It's magical. And to experience that, it's such a beautiful thing. You know, it stays with you for the rest of the life, I think.
I think that I wish to all the dancers feel this, and I hope that I will gonna have this more in my dancing career. Because as you say, you will always have this in your mind, and you will never forget that. But this, you know, wish of having it more and more is just there. And there is no certain recipe. For sure, there are certain points and moves that you can think that it can happen by doing this, but somehow it's like a sixth sense, you know, it's like just happens. And then when it happens, like you say, it's you get in that car, or you get in that wave, and you just floating there inside, and you just enjoy that moment.
Yeah, I think it needs to click everything, but it's worth all the time, all the energy, all the kilometers, all the lessons, practice, everything. Once you experience that, it's all good. Everything is fine.
Yeah,
it paid off immediately.
And I have to say that some people say that when you get this moment, you don't really you start to see everything. You see every person face, you realize music around you, you see everything. For me, happens two times differently. One time I really had time and I could see every single person in the hall, and I could hear the music exactly, the words and everything. And once I had like in the smoke, you know, like it's like you are in the trance, you know, like it's somewhere and you don't know what is actually happening. It's like a dream. Yeah. So it's too different. And I don't know which one, because people say, yeah, when you don't hear the music, because with me, I have also bad memory. So sometimes I go out from the floor and I don't remember which kind of music was there. I just remember the beat was nice. My body was reacting fantastic, but I don't remember which kind of music was there, you know? And people say, no, this is not a good solution. This is not good reaction when you don't hear and don't feel nothing, you know? But with me, what's happening, and I feel good with that.
That, you know, present state, when you are aware of all of those things, you know, even if you forget them, but in that moment you are completely involved. It's like a sense of self disappears. Like you are there, you see and you hear and you feel and you experience, but it's much bigger than you. It's like you would connect. You know, you would become a part of something that is bigger than you. But at the same time, you don't feel lost, really. Like, you see and you feel and you're completely calm and safe. But it's bigger than you. And I think when you get really into the moment, and when you are involved in what you are doing, you're completely there, you know, present.
Yeah.
That can happen. Yeah.
Yeah, and for sure it's a lot about trying many different things. Like I remember when we started to work with Ruud, and like he was pushing us like to show and to present it outside, you know, not just to keep it inside of your body, but push it out. And I remember was German Geotze, how is calling? Forgot the name. You see, Geotze. How is Geotze?
Yeah. German Open Championship.
German Open Championship, exactly.
Championship, yeah.
And we were like trying this, you know, and we were like, when I watch video, sometimes I get shy how much I was pushing that outside, you know. So it's about, there is no recipe somebody can give you. It depends from you. So you need to try a lot, you need to try less, and then to find the balance. Because if you don't know what is maximum, what is minimum, you will not find that gold middle. You know, and I remember that, like, I felt fantastic. I was like, whoa, calling the public, come on, clap for me. Like, I was there. And then I watched videos and I was like, oh, my God. I was a little bit too much. Yeah, but it's about the recipe. You need to write the recipe for yourself by experiencing, trying that. Losing, winning, again trying, again changing the recipe, and then you will probably find the best way for yourself.
Yeah, and also this way you get the experience, and maybe something that didn't work in that moment, it will work in the next moment. You never know. It's like, because there are so many things that are changing, you know, you are feeling different, your dance partner is feeling different, the music is different, the audience is different. And maybe something you did in that moment has completely no sense. It doesn't connect. And maybe that exact thing will connect next time. It will be a perfect match to whatever is going on, you know. So to stay open and to experience many different things, I completely agree with you. This is how you get, this is how you develop yourself as well, you know. And to allow yourself to try things and to completely mess up, it's completely fine. It's like, at least you know what didn't work, you know. You learn this way. Now, how about the audience? Because this is something that we don't really have the,
access to.
Yeah, it's not that you decide what audience will watch you, and you cannot change them in, you know, that they will suit you. But at the same time, you do have a connection with them. You do have a certain relationship with the audience. And how to engage in that relationship? What is like your experience through, I don't know, maybe it's different when you are doing showcase, when you are competing, when people that knows you or that you know they appreciate you anyways. What is the difference? What is your experience?
Yeah, I think it's a big, big difference between competition and show dance, because when you go show dance, you know exactly that you are the star, you are the best, and they will gonna love you. So there is no other chance, you know. So it's like, for sure, not the same level when Michael Jackson were doing his showcase, and people were like fainting because he's like a star. By us, doesn't really happen this way, but maybe 5% is there. So you just enter and you know people waiting for you. So you are more free, let's say, because you accept who you are, and doesn't matter what happened, you know that the people will gonna love and support you. So, and because you are free, actually, the people also react different because they feel you are free. They feel you are having no anxious or fears. So they support you, and you get even more nice feeling, and you get even more freedom because you get this appreciation. In the competition, it depends from the day, because if you woke up and you feel that this is the day and you will really manage today and you will show the best of you, and then it works, public see that, public reacts to that, and you give it even more back, so it helps. But sometimes you go on the floor with the doubts. Like, I have to say that very often when I go on the floor, I know that this is not perfect, that is not perfect, and this gives you so much fear, and this is the bad thing for the competition, yeah, and for performing. Because when you go on the floor, you need to be free head. You cannot have thoughts in the head. Like, I mean, this kind of thoughts, like, how do I move my hip, or how do I connect to my partner? Do I push here or do I pull? You know, like, this is not the way. But I have to say that when I now dance competition after 8 months of break, or how long it was, like we danced the national championship, German national championship, and I knew that 99% everything is perfect, because I practiced so much details, and I knew that now I could really enjoy the time. So I don't need to think, here I could, after my turn, I could lose the balance, or there probably I will push Marius, or Marius will gonna pull me, or whatever, you know. So you have this thought. This time, because I was so much prepared, so good prepared, I had no wrong thoughts in my head, so I could enjoy. And I could say that the public react this way because the public could feel how sure I was in myself. I just enter on the floor and I knew that this is it. This is how I trained. This is how I prepared. This is me, and this is the best version of me for today, because I believe that there is no limit of the possibilities of the body, you know. So yeah, I think that the audience, it's like a children, you know. You cannot lie to children. They feel, they are like angels, you know. And this is what I feel from the audience. You cannot lie to the audience. If you feel bad, they will feel that there is something wrong. Or if you feel fantastic, they will feel that you feel fantastic. And even if you can hide it in the way you can play, yeah, you can still try. But
But they will feel it. Even if they don't know what exactly it is, you just see something is off, you know. And I think being honest, it's much more appreciated. Right. Even if you have doubts, even you, if you are not secure or you don't feel sure, or maybe something is new, maybe you have a new choreography, or I don't know, you don't have maybe so much experience with your new dance partner or whatever it is, you know, maybe the place that you are in, the ballroom or the music, you are not sure, or I don't know, you just don't feel good, or you don't, you have certain, I don't know, unpleasant emotions or feelings, you know. I think it's much, much more appreciated also from the others. And I think this is the way how you can get out of it. It's just to accept it first and realize it's like, yeah, I feel like this, you know, because when you admit, like, people, then everything clicks again. It's like everything is spot on, you know, it's not that it's off. I think also, if I observe myself as an audience, when I have that chance to watch somebody, I just naturally, and it's not intentionally or on purpose, but it, I feel that something is off. I have hard time watching. If I feel it's not honest, something, even if I don't know what it is, or I don't even want to know what it is, I just feel something is off. Something is either played or trying to be hidden or trying to manipulate. I just, I don't want to be a part of that. And I think realizing that, that it's okay, even if you feel bad, even if you feel insecure, by accepting it, that, that maybe emotion or that energy that is, you know, within you, it can get released, it can, you know, dissolve, and then it can transform into another thing. And I remember once we did a lecture with Drut in Blackpool, it was really, I think it was a very good message, you know, by accepting that whatever is going on. And then what you do is you just refocus, right? You get busy with what you are doing. So again, like we started on the beginning of the episode when we spoke about getting busy with what you are doing, you know, getting involved with dancing. You don't need to focus on the emotion or on the public or what is their reaction, but to realize through what you can achieve that, how it is possible. It's through movement, it's through dancing, it's through your own experience to get involved with whatever you are doing. And it always worked. Like, so far, it always worked.
I think also, as you said, like, because the audience are searching for the emotion and feeling from what they see, right? And even if they get some not negative, but like sad feeling, for example, it's also good, because the person in the moment when they get something, it's already the achievement. So it doesn't matter they get positive or negative emotion from what they see, it's still that. Like, I mean, when you watch film and you start to cry, you sometimes cry from the happiness, but sometimes you cry from the sadness, you know. And when we dancers can influence people crying or remembering something, I think this is the best achievement we can do.
Yeah. And also, I think having in mind that even if you have a very clear idea what you want to, you know, show, or what the message is, what you want to get across, and what is your ideal reaction from the public, you know, realizing that they are human beings with their own story, with their own experience, with their own feelings through life and in that particular moment. And maybe they will get something completely else. What is your idea? What you want them to get? And that is all good. You know, realizing that and giving them that space and time to experience it as they want it. This is where the audience can feel also appreciated and safe, and, you know, that they have room to be there. They are not forced to react as you want, but they can respond as they want. And I feel it is like unconditional love in relationship, to what you are doing, and the same is with the audience, you know. You share with them openly and honestly, and they can do with that whatever they want. You know, giving them that space actually sets you free and set them free. And it's much, much bigger chance that they can connect in whatever way they want to. Maybe some of them will get completely, you know, emotional. Some of them very lightly. Some of them, they will cry the whole day. Some of them will, you know, it will change their life. For some, it will be just a nice relaxation. Whatever it is, you know. Because also, like, when, let's say, when you go and watch a movie, you don't want to be forced how you should feel about that movie, right? Or about the dance. You want to feel free. You can experience it as you want.
Yeah.
And just realizing that, I think it helps you a lot, because then you don't really focus on the audience or trying to get something from them, but you rather give unconditionally. It is much bigger chance they can connect to.
Yeah. We all want to be a part of the fairy tale.
Exactly. And however it is, whether you are the main actor or you are just somebody that watches, or, you know. So yeah. Awesome. So is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I think we spoke a lot, and we touched also different topics, not only about the couple, let's say, but generally I think I got the point what I wanted to say. And yeah, I hope that people got something from that speech and they got motivated. This is the most important, because I love the dancing, you know, and I will always support the dancing, and I hope that people will always dance, forever dance. You know, even if I will gonna finish my active dancing career, I will still gonna dance. And now being in quarantine, you know, staying at home, I have so much energy, and I was like already practicing. I was like from time to time, from kitchen to the couch, I was going with Roomba walk, because I like, I cannot, I need to move. I cannot stay just, I am like, you know, I was thinking like how people could not dance. Like, even if you are office worker, you just need to move.
Yeah, I think just getting in touch with that, you know, why you are doing it. It makes it so easy. You know, you just naturally start to dance. I will also post in the comment, so you can check Christina's social media. She has a lot of interesting stuff posted. I know you're quite active on TikTok as well. And
I'm trying. Also different styles. Because I want to prove that the Latin American dancer can do everything, you know, not just...
Of course, you can. Are
also one example, you know. So yeah. I'm trying. Probably it's not so good as like professional break dancer or hip hopper will gonna do. But I love to move, doesn't matter. And I don't care what the people were gonna say, because I enjoy to do that.
Perfect. Okay, thank you, Christina, very much.
Thank you.
Also, all the listeners, I invite you to check other podcasts, other episodes, and stay tuned, because we're gonna have a lot of interesting guests in the future. Enjoy the dance and stay in tune.
Thank you. Bye-bye.